Last year we started with Hashi Yotzar. A couple of quick points to review. We started off with the bracha saying Hashi Yotzar es ha'odom b'chochma, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, he fashioned man b'chochma, with wisdom. And we discussed machlokes. What does it mean b'chochma? Does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shalom created man? That the Rebbeinu Shalom created man with wisdom? That the way man is and what man has become, it was this tremendous chachma in it, as we know, with all the molecules and all the zachen with the atoms and everything. Other things matter also have all that, but the human being with all the different body parts, pilei, ploim, chochma, wisdom, how man was created. So the Baruch Hashem created man that is able to function in everything that we do. Another pshat was in Marsha and others that no, b'chochma is now we're thanking the Baruch Hashem for the wisdom that we have. We explained last week with the Rishis chochma yiras Hashem, that a person has to have year from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's an important integral part. We discussed that the Parshas Tazria, that man, the halachas of man, Tumah and Tahira, was stated for man after all the animals, which was in Parshas Shemini we had before. So Tazria comes after that. Why? Medrash says, because a man should remember that if he thinks he's ever going to become a big shot, Yitesh Kadomach, the gnat came before you. You are nothing, you are nobody. We explain from the Gemara and Gittin that the Yitesh, it says, is that Yitesh ingests, it takes food in, but it has no excretions. So perhaps we said the pshat is that you should understand that you're nothing, that you have to go and you have your tzachim and you have to go to the bathroom and use the bathroom, the facilities, and even the Yitesh doesn't have to do that. God created the world. That was Baruch Hashem Shal Titesh, and that's a lesson for us as well. Let's discuss a little bit more about this chachma before we go a little bit further into the bracha. B'chachma, with wisdom. What's wisdom? It says in the Mekorei HaTfilas, chachma. If you take the Oisius chachma, ches, chaf, mem, hey, and you make it male, which means ches, is spelled ches, yud, sof. Chaf is spelled chaf, pei. Mem is mem, mem. And hey is hey yud is the gematria of Taryag, 613. Upirish yatzar adam lechvaydei, that the Rebbeinu Shalom created man with lechvaydei for his honor, lekayim tayag mitzvahs, to be mekayim tayag mitzvahs. That is the purpose of creation of man. Is the chachma, the wisdom that Rebbeinu Shalom put in, is referring to the tayag mitzvahs that a man has to keep, that Klal Yisrael have to keep. It says in the Rikeach, "Bechachma shei adam oylam katan." A man is a small world. He's a complete world, but he's a oylam. He's a universe to himself, katan, a small one. Nivra v'shaya bechachma yisera, and he's his own. He's oylam katan. Nivra is his own little world, and he's shayach in him to have tremendous chachma. Tremendous chachma. Rekeah says right there. Es ha'odem v'chachma, v'chiyah behema, why v'chachma yatzra? We're saying is, we start off the bracha, and we say, you should know that Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, blessed are you Hashem, we discussed the whole Yisrael, that Baruch Atah Hashem, how to understand that Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Asher yatzar es ha'odem v'chachma, he created man with chachma. Does that imply that he created man with tremendous wisdom, but the other Briyas of the world, the animals don't? The Briyas also. The other Briyas also, they had tremendous, the way the cow works and all the other operations of the animals, of how they take in food and they digest it and their whole digestive system and their whole, they're able to see and the birds that fly, and I'm saying it's endless. The whole Briya is made with Chachma. What's this? Like we're pointing out, you should know, Ashiyat is Adam B'Chachma. No, you should say Ashiyat is Adam B'Chachma. He says, "Elavachachma zu teira." The chachma that we're talking about, that we're saying, the Baruch Hashem created man with chachma, is referring to that the teira that the Baruch Hashem gave the teira, gave Klal Yisrael teira. It says in Parshas Ekev, "V'samtem es devarei eila al levavachem v'al nafshachem." You shall place these words of mine on your hearts and upon your soul, your nefesh. The Gemara in Kiddushin, and Daf Lamed Amud Beis says, Tanu Rabbanan, Visamtam, the word Visamtam, is Sam, is made up of two words, Sam and Tam. Samach Mem and Tav Mem. Nim Shotayra L'Sam HaChayim. The word Visamtam can be read as Samtam, which means a perfect elixir, a perfect, like a drug, a perfect creation of something that can heal. This alludes, he says, to the Torah HaKadosha, which is compared to giving to the life-giving elixir. You want to know how to stay alive? You want to know what the refuah kodim hamaka. You want to know how a person can always have a refuah, a person can have long life, can have life? The Torah. The Sam Tem es Devar Eila. These words are talking about as a Torah. Rashi says, Shalim, she'enei chaser shum hatzola. It is complete, it is not lacking anything to save. Chen Toiv, Rav Tovia Halevi, explains, Rashi is telling us that the Torah HaKadosha is the one medicine, the one elixir, which lacks nothing. Performing various other mitzvahs can be a source of help in some situations. The Torah HaKadosha is the one and only thing which is complete perfection. A person can do a mitzvah, he can mekayim mitzvah, it's a beautiful thing, and he should takrim mekayim them, he has a chiyuv to mekayim them. He's going to pick up a little of an esrog, he's going to go sit in the sukkah, he's going to eat matzah on Pesach. All the mitzvahs I say, he's going to put on the tefillin. Everything he's going to do a mitzvah. But the learning of the Torah HaKadosha, that's complete perfection, Rashi is saying. He says it kills the Yetzer Hara and makes one complete with the Rebbeinu Shlom. It says in the Galya Masechta, in his Joshus and Daf Lamed Vav, says like this. Quotes a Gemara in Brachas, famous Gemara. Pam achas godzu malchus harishor shall yasku yisrael b'teirah. Referring to the Roman government decreed that Klal Yisrael were not allowed to engage in the study of the Torah HaKadosha. The Gemara tells us, Papas ben Yehuda, founder of Bekiva, was teaching Torah publicly. Papas asked Bekiva, why aren't you scared of the Romans? The Romans, they made a decree, you're going to get killed, what are you doing? Bekiva answered him with a mashal, famous mashal. There was a fox walking alongside a river, and saw a fish in the water that was fleeing from the fisherman's nets. The fisherman was sitting there with his nets, and the fish were fleeing. The fox told them to come to that. To told the fish that they should come to him on the dry land, and to come to him on the dry land, they'd be safe from the nets. You won't have to worry about these fishermen. Fishermen are taking their nets and scooping it into the water to trap you and to grab you. Come on to the land. Don't worry. You won't have to worry about them. The fish responded to the fox's idea was ludicrous. The fish was smarter than that. The fox was supposed to be a very sly, smart animal, and the fish had said, that's pretty silly. If I'm worried about my life, when I'm in the water, when I'm in the thing that sustains me, in the climate that sustains their life, which is the water, certainly now I'm going to leave the water, I'm going to go onto the land, I have no shayfa. Surely that's going to cause my death. So it doesn't make sense for me to go out of the water. Zokhi Bekiva. We are the same thing like that fish. If now, as we learn the Torah, which is our life support, we are in danger, then certainly we'd be in much greater danger if we did not study the Torah. He answered the Pappas. It's beautiful, you're right. We have a fisherman that's trying to catch us, you're right. But you want me to go onto the dry land and not learn Torah? The Torah is my life. Without the Torah, I'm even in more grave danger. Question. Humans and animals all need water and liquids to drink. Right? A human can't live without fluids. Why did Rabbi Akiva specifically choose a fish for this mushroom? Why did he say, we're like a cow, that a cow needs its water? What's the fish? What's the say to the fish? So the guy in the Sechta explains. He says, it's true that all creatures need food and drink to survive. They eat and drink for sustenance. It's taka true. But they don't need it every second. It's pretty bad if they're eating it every second. You don't need to eat every second. You don't need to drink every second. Not man, not humans, not animals. You don't need to eat every second. It is not their makeup. Rather, it's an external factor which they need to continue living. It's not part of their makeup. It's not like, oh, food is part of their makeup. Your water is a portion of the human makeup. But it's not something that you need to have constantly drinking. Your body is already made up of that. And if you go for 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours, you can survive. It's not part of your makeup. You don't need to have it constant. He says that's the difference. Fish are different. Water is not sustenance to keep them alive. It's not an external factor that they need the water. That's part of it. One takes a fish out of water, the fish will die. Even if you take a fish out of water and you pour water into the mouth of the fish, you take the water out of the water and you sit there and you're pouring, you slowly get a little thing to put the water into its mouth and you continuously give it water in its mouth, it's going to die. As soon as the exterior of the fish dries up, it no longer has life and it dies. Torah is to Klai Yisrael as water is to fish, not as a regular animal. Rabbi Kiva is explaining. He's saying Torah is our life support. It's not an external factor. It's not, oh, I need it to survive. I need it like I need food, so I'll have a little bit of it here, a little bit of it here. It is the very thing that makes us live. It is the very, it's brought down that if the Klai Yisrael don't keep the Torah, if we don't keep the Torah, there's no world. No world is gone. There's no humans, there's no nothing. The whole world is created for the Torah. He was saying that they don't learn Torah Akdeisha, they won't survive. It was more dangerous to stop learning Torah than to have the danger of the Romans threatening them to kill them. The same thing like the fish who told the fox, it's silly for me to go out of the water because while yes, I might not survive if I stay in the water and the fishermen might catch me, it's true. And I may not survive, but if I leave the water, I certainly will not survive. So the yisod of the Torah, Asher Yotzeh to Adam b'chachma, the Rebbeinu Shalom creates b'chachma. What are we thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for? We're thanking him, making a bracha. We're thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom for the tremendous chachma. For what? For the Torah HaKadosha. That has the tremendous chachma. Like we explained, that there's a few different shatim of that we said that, you know, the amazing nefloys of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that the Gemara talks about, that if you have a sack and you make a little hole in it and you have many holes in it, even the tiniest hole will make all the air go out and you won't have anything from it. The Rebbeinu Shalom created man with tremendous chokhmah. And even though we have holes in us, we're not, the air is not going out, our ruach and neshama is not going out. But what's the ikar? What are we here for? What were we created for? Everything's for the Torah HaKadosha. Asher Yotzeh Esa Adam B'Chachma. With Chachma, the Torah HaKadosha. Why do we make this bracha over here? Why now do we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for getting the Chachma, for getting the Torah HaKadosha? Because we should never become Balgaiva with that. We call it a Beis HaKise. So it brought down a Chazal, going to the bathroom and say the Beis HaKise. What's the Beis HaKise? Kise is a throne. The Kisei Malchus. Why do we call it the Kisei Chavadach? We say before the throne of your glory. Why do we use the word? Why do we call that Beis HaKisei? It seems inappropriate. The pshat is that it has to remind you. We say this bracha when you come out of the bathroom. You should never become a big shot. You think you have your throne in your house and you're a big businessman. You're making gazillions of dollars and you're sitting in a fancy chair and I'm sitting on my throne. Oh, Balgaiva. Here's where you make the bracha. You make the bracha when you come out of the bathroom. You're not so important. But we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom nonetheless for the Torah HaKadosha. A little bit right there in the bracha. Uvar avoy nekavim nekavim. And the Rebbeinu Shalom created avoy within him nekavim nekavim. And to humans nekavim nekavim. All different types of openings. Chalulim chalulim. All types of cavities. Galu v'yodia v'yodua. It is galoy. It is obvious, it is revealed, v'yadua, and it is known, with nechisei chavaydecha, before the throne of your glory, shemi paseach echad mehem, that if one of them were opened, if satites ruptured, or yisoseim echad mehem, or one of them was closed, it became blocked, yefshel l'skayim, it would not be possible to survive, v'lamad, and to stand l'fanecha before you, afilu sha'echas, different girsis, of what words, Baruch HaKadosh, Hashem, Rav, Vichol, Bessar, Mafu, Lasses. Baruch Atah Hashem, Reife, the one who heals, Kol Basar, all Basar, Umachi Lasas, and is wondrous in his acts. The Gemara said there's two different shitas, and the Gemara combined them in our bracha. What does it mean? What is it referring to when it says Uvar Avay Nikavim Nikavim Chalalim Chalalim? It created within him many openings and hollow structures. Some explain the openings include the mouth, the ears, the eyes, the nostrils, openings of the body. The place where a person has to go to the bathroom. While hollow structures, the chalulim, are organs like the stomach and the intestines and the heart. Those are cavities. He explains, if one of them shall become blocked up, and if one of man's openings, his mouth, let's say, is blocked while he's inside his mother's womb, but once he is born, his mouth must not be blocked. And a person now, right now, all of a sudden, you go over to a person, you block his mouth. He can live. He can't eat. I mean, maybe for 10 days, if you block his mouth and he does not intervene, he can't live. But nothing's going to happen if you close up his mouth right now. Might be good for a diet, but he's not, definitely doesn't seem to be dangerous. He's saying this is referring to the tremendous, we discussed the Medrash of the way the Baruch Hashem created it, and the Medrash we discussed last time was in the hot water, tremendous hot water in the womb, it said. But there's another thing, that the mouth remains closed. As soon as the mouth, the fetus comes out, the child comes out, then its mouth opens. So many explain that while he's inside the mother's womb, his mouth has to be blocked. But once he is born, his mouth must not be blocked, it has to be open. If his mouth were to become blocked up as it was beforehand, like in the mother's room, it would be impossible for him to live even for a moment. And if it's opened up, if one of the organs, the chalulim, were open, it refers to if the heart or the stomach, it all of a sudden had an opening, a tear in the chas v'shalom, that as well is what could be fatal, and a person would not be able to live. You can also explain you should know from people who can't go to the bathroom, they have problems and they get blocked, and even though even for one moment or 1 hour, or 1 hour, 1 moment, however you want to touch it, but people, if they don't, can't go to the bathroom for a minute, an hour, a moment, they still live. I mean, is when it gets to the point, it might be a few days or whatever it is, at that point they can't live anymore if it's blocked. That can cause a person to die. Tremendous chesed of the brain to show them that he makes the body work the way it does. It says in the Ian's Fila from the Ksava Kabbalah, we discussed last time, we said, we start off the bracha, Asher Yotzar Es Ha'Adam B'Chochma, Rebbein Shalom fashioned the man B'Chochma, Uvara Vayikam, and he created. What's the difference, you say, between Yotzar and Uvara? And there's another lashon of Asiya, making. Person, Asay, to make something. What does that mean? So he says, and then when it says, Vayivra Alikim Es Ha'Adam, Hashem created the man. Bria means creation. Yitzira, Vayitzer Hashem Alekim Es Adam, as it says in the Bereishis, Hashem formed man. He formed him, made a formation, he fashioned man. Doesn't mean that creation, but rather the man was there sort of, and he fashioned him. And the third lashon he says, which is not negated to the bracha here, but he says is that Asiya is Naseh Adam, again Bereishis, let us make man. He explains, Bria means creation, bringing forth a new Bria, something that was not here before. Asiya means making the creation whole and complete, fixing it according to the original plan. You had an original plan and you fixed it. Yetzira is fashioning and forming the body's components, its limbs and organs as to their functions, number measurements, and essential qualities. So a person, so that's the three different lashonis over here. He says now when we're talking about bracha sheyotzer as the adam b'chachma, Rebbeinu Shlom created the way he's explaining is its limbs and its organs and all the different moving parts with tremendous chachma. Uvara vay, and he made a new bria of nikavim nikavim. Many ask, how could you create holes? Holes is a hole is a lack of something being there. You have the hole of a bagel. Did you make the hole of the bagel? No, there's nothing in the middle of the bagel, therefore there's a hole. So many explain that no, that actually the Rebbeinu Shalom has to actually make the holes. If someone is born with a nose and there's no holes there, that's considered when the nose is closed and then you make a hole, that's considered, in other words, that's considered a bria. When you have chalulim, when you have a cavity, you have a heart, you create a heart, and there's something in the middle that can be empty. That emptiness, that cavity, there's blood in there, but that cavity from the actual organ, that was memela created. In other words, take a plastic cup, take a piece of plastic, and you form a cup. Memela inside the cup is plastic, is a hole. You're able to pour food, drink into it. But that happened, you didn't make the hole in the cup. The hole came as a result of you making the cup. He explained the uvar uvar, the Rebbeinu Shalom sort of pops out like you have a box drink and you have a hole on the top, you gotta make the hole. That's called making the hole. Maybe it could have been easier done when we had the box drink, but that's making the hole, and the Rebbeinu Shalom has to, it's a bria. Rebbeinu Shalom created that, and we have to realize that and appreciate that. The Vilna Goyim, he says that man has five koyches. Man possesses five powers. The koyach hamoshech, which is a pulling power, which means that when food reaches his throat, he needs the power to pull it into his body. It's a koyach. That's not just, he doesn't say that's gravity. It's a koyach hamoshech. Koyach hamachzik, the power to hold. Without this power, you won't have nourishment. This is what takes the nourishment from the food, pulls it throughout the body, and that's what gives it its koyach. If not for the power to hold it, it would go straight through. In other words, the koyach of the machzik is that it keeps the food in your body. Yes, we're going to discuss getting rid of the bad parts, but it keeps the food in your body. It doesn't just go in one side and out the other side. Koyach hamvashal, the power to digest. We understand that. Koyach hamachal, the power to distribute, that the food that we eat is distributed to all different parts of the body that we need it. And he says is that the koyach hadoicha is the power to doicha, to push away, to reject, which means to get rid of the waste. Which these are the five koyches. And he says, were all of these powers, these koyches, if they were all happening at once, this one will be pulling, this one will be holding, this one digesting, this one they'd be getting rid of, discarding, man couldn't exist even for a moment. If all this were happening at the same time, you would die immediately. Through the tremendous chachma, the divine wisdom, each one of these contradictory koyches exerts itself at the right time, and they all work together in a coordinated fashion, he says. See, the five koyches of the guf, and they all have the, they know exactly when each one takes hold, the throat, go down, the koyach hamachzik, so on and so forth, and that's the tremendous chachma that he says. And for this reason, the chacham mesaken, the praise of Hashem's chachma here, but specifically in Asher Yatzah. He says, why of all brachas do we say Asher Adam b'chachma? Hashem created us with wisdom. Say it all over the place. He says it's tremendous, it's unbelievable, the five koyches that a guf has, that each one's working at a perfect time. He says that in itself is tremendous. It says in the Sefer from Schwab, he has unbelievable words about this bracha, and we'll read a little bit inside. Ha'adam morkav mishnei chalakim. I'm going to be skipping around in the shtickle to certain pieces that I want to stress. Ha'adam morkav mishnei chalakim. A person is made up of two chalakim, ha'guf v'ha'neshama, the body and the neshama. U'kenegdam teknu shtei brachas l'hayiz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are two brachas that we thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, al rach ha'teva, shebarim v'chayosim b'chol eis v'oina. And we make a bracha asher yotzar on the creation of the guf, which will be the next bracha we will discuss, in al matan haneshama, of giving an neshama. But birchas asher yotzar anu makir moed mal hamatona haneflo shehenich kadosh baruch hu lemin hanushi. We thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the tremendous, the pella, the plia that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a guf. He had guf hamorkav mirivva is chalakim at samayis ubaser. It's made out of tremendous amount of different parts, bones and flesh, prakim v'choliyos v'gidei hadam barakim, all different parts and the sinews and the limbs and the, all the different parts. Which are called echad yishle tafkid miyuchad. Every single one has its own purpose. We don't know, even till today, science might not know what every part of the goof has, but they would trust what the Shimon Schwab is saying in the Chachamim before him, that every part of the goof has a function. And when they're all together, you follow a varim b'seder anachim kviat tzorich by leizei yichyadam. They all work in tandem together, like we said from the Vilna Goyim, the five peiches, but he's saying it's a person, the entire body working in such amazing formation of knowing orders and each one doing its own job. And, you know, not like people saying, why do I have to do this? Why doesn't he do that? Every part of the body knows what it has to do, follows through, follows the instructions, and that's how a person lives. You look into the depth and how much chayker, how much the research the doctors did, the mahus haguf, into the actual being of the guf. And they're constantly, so as medical science is constantly coming up with new things about the body. Can you imagine you have a doctor 50 years ago, he would wake up and now show up today to the scene of doctors. They would laugh at him and say he doesn't know anything. And vice versa, you had a doctor today who went back in time 50 years ago, he'd be the genius of geniuses. The technological advancements of science regarding refuah, refining the way the body works and all the drugs and everything that we have, it's not to be believed. Imagine they say you don't even know what you're doing. They'd kill him. Say you're killing the person. What are you doing? Much greater in understanding the guf. And you should know that whatever we know today, you think, oh, we're so far advanced in the understanding of the body, and the next generation and more generations, they're going to continue to be more impressed, and they're going to understand even more, and it's never ending. We can't even comprehend the tremendous godless of the guf. With everything that they know, they'll admit that they don't understand so many parts. They don't even understand, they don't know of what it is. There's certain parts that we said that the doctors will say there's no need for it. And if someone has a problem, I'll take it out. I'm not saying you shouldn't take it out, someone has a sickness. But there's a reason for it. They don't know what it is, but it's there for a reason. We can never fathom it. I must have said this before already, but my father-in-law, Zechel Avracha, was a doctor. He didn't understand how anyone could be a doctor and could not see God. He says, Nimele, you're not a doctor and you're a regular layman, you don't understand how anything works, and you go to work and you're a salesman, twice, whatever it is, and you don't. But the doctor who sees the neflois habayre, how the different parts, and my father was into nanotechnology, which was breaking down the nanoparticles into the smallest portion. I don't even know what he's talking about. I didn't even know what he was talking about. It was so complex. And he knew he didn't know what he was talking about. He was trying to touch the surface. He says, how could you not believe there's a God? I mean, this is not man-made. All men get this. Someone who lived more than 100 years ago. This person said, I looked into all the sefer tefillos of all the prayers of all the different nations in the world. And I found no more beautiful bracha than the bracha of Asher Yotzeh. She Yaido. That we have the opportunity to be healthy, to be made healthy by the system that we have, the Baruch Hashem created, the digestive system, and how it comes out of the body, the waste, and everything else. It's a beautiful bracha. Sometimes we don't appreciate it. Like someone who never has a problem, sometimes he or she will then appreciate it more. Something we have to appreciate always. ולכן תקף בקומה אדם ברגי יש לדבר חדש ברוך הרב החסד שגופי מושלם ומסודק הרואה שיוכל לסקיים ולמה a person is able to live because his body works properly יש הרבה שיטה שצור כל יוכל לדבר ברוך הזו בשחרס אף מיוס את רוחב and as many שיטה say a person has to say אשר יוצא even though he doesn't have to go to bed, doesn't go to the bathroom. He says, "Well, nice. I'm not halacha. I'm not teaching him in tamsavik brachos hakla." And brachon brachos, he says halacha. He says it. You wouldn't make the bracha person that didn't go to the bathroom, but he says it, he wants to bring out the point that it would taka be kedai perhaps because there's so many. It's an amazing bracha with ancient brachos shabbat. He says. וכן יש דברים חלולים שגם בפסיכוס מיוחדים לסקיים חי שור וכן נכי המשברו ומסיים ברוך רפי לכל בשור שעיקר התאפי של הרפי הוא להרס ולהיוס איך להרח לכל מיני אדם שתאו נהי לב רוב ונגל איקר והלך להיסח לפועס and the main purpose of a doctor is that he should make sure to keep a man away that he should stay healthy keep him away from bad things ואין זה מיקום מפורש כל המחל ששנתי מוצאים לעושם הלך כי אני השם רפיך וכן יום שירפי כוסף הלכס די אסלאם לנהי אדם איך לחזיק הגוף שיפלו כל כלב קרוי ויחישמו אדם אס עצמו של יו וחשם די חולי ומעזבה person has to know how to take care of his body we said part of what taking care of the body is you have to say אדם בחוכמה ותאיר but aside from the tire person has to physically take care of his body person has responsibility and then he says over here, and we end the bracha. Ma'afli lase she'osek as bracha imam tamed nisan and afloy b'achlokas b'yis givisanim. V'inu makir ma'iz bracha tov alayim hayosh alayim kol mitzias chalki odem prati b'tein chapulus agov b'chlal sidrei atevahin. We don't even realize that pilei plum ma'afli lase the bracha and is wondrous in his acts that he created man that we don't even realize. A person wakes up in the morning and he goes to the bathroom and his body works and he's able to hear and see and eat and everything else. We don't appreciate it. We take it for granted. It's unbelievable. It's but we think it's part of nature. Nature is a bunch of no nature. He don't know my reason. God will appell his with that. He's very enough. Tzas al mishda. He very hard and hakone of the neshima. Vahavesh akrev makli eikol vahalei vegidei dama haglands. It's chul chul chasham yisvoyes echad mehagidim and chasham yisosam. I this is karish. If one of these things work, if the blood doesn't work, the blood congeals, any of these things, a person like that could be very sick. I never know, I know of a, he's not a child, I mean, he's a bigger boy already. And Nebuch, my wife had told me years ago that he was born, this child was born missing chromosome 18Q, I believe it was. Which means a part of a chromosome this child was missing. And Nebuch, he's not normal. Nebuch, he's not a normal child. Nebuch, he turned 13 years old and he's not a bardas. Nebuch. We don't realize how every little tiniest thing, yeah, you can understand a person missing an arm, so you see with a chromosome 18Q, not normal. Never. We should know from such things. You have to appreciate everything that the Baruch Shalom does for us, and we have to appreciate that we're able to function as we do as human beings.